Project 10073 Record Card, Local 31, GMT, July 1959. This document is a field observation report filed by the Air Technical Intelligence Center, United States Air Force, concerning unidentified aerial phenomena reported in the Yakima, Bremerton, and Bellingham areas of Washington State. The record was uploaded to the Black Vault Archive, accessible at https://jachinartarchive.org, download 1959-07-8407543, Yakima, Bremerton, Bellingham, Washington area 1959-07-8407543, Yakima, Bremerton, Bellingham, Washington area adjvu.txt. It is notable for containing one of the earliest civilian reports of multicolored lights in the Pacific Northwest, and for the subsequent Air Force memorandum that classified the sightings as lights and flares emitting from known friendly sources. The document was released to the public through the Black Vault, a repository of declassified government records. The file appears in the archive without a specific Freedom of Information Act case number, and the declassification authority is listed as the United States Air Force, Directorate of Intelligence, 23rd Air Division, McCord, Air Force Base, Washington. The release date on the archive page is not specified. The material is identified as a public domain government record. The record begins with a project heading and a brief summary of the sighting. Project 10073, Record Card, Local 31, GMT, 5 photos. Length of observation, 10 minutes. Brief summary of sighting. Report on July 19, 1959, of a luminous object, described as a balloon-like or balloon-type phenomenon. Location, Yakima, Bremerton, and Bellingham, Washington. Type of observation, ground-based visual. Source, civilian. Number of objects, 9. Course, varied. Conclusions, was balloon, probably balloon, possibly balloon, was aircraft, probably aircraft, possibly aircraft, possibly astronomical, insufficient data for evaluation, unknown. The report continues with a series of newspaper clippings and eyewitness statements. A Yakima newspaper article, dated August 27, 1959, describes lights in the sky observed by local deputies. The article notes that the lights were orange and white in Yakima, while red, green, and white were reported in nearby towns. The same article records a comment from the Fairchild Air Force Base at Spokane, which told Yakima that the lights were aircraft refueling operations. Further testimony from a deputy sheriff in Yakima recounts that the lights persisted for 3 hours, appearing at an altitude of approximately 150 feet, and that the objects changed from red to green to white. Additional statements from local law enforcement officials in the Bremerton area are recorded. Deputy Sheriff L.C.S. Klein reported seeing the objects from Waterman Beach. Detective Bill Clifton reported sightings from Ross Point and from his home at Gorsel. The reports describe the objects as dark circles with a bright rim at the exterior, changing colors, an estimated altitude of 50,000 feet, based on the presence of commercial aircraft in the vicinity. The record concludes with a memorandum dated 15 September 1959 from the Directorate of Intelligence, 23rd Air Division, United States Air Force, McCord Air Force Base, Washington. The memorandum is addressed to the Air Technical Intelligence Center, Attention Major Friend, Air Force Central Intelligence, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, Dayton, Ohio. The text reads, "Your request for information on unidentified flying objects in the Bremerton, Washington area has been referred to the Chief of Intelligence, 25th Air Division, McCord Air Force Base, Washington. Intelligence records show that 3 unidentified flying object reports have been received from Bremerton since 1 July 1959. These reports occurred within a two-day period. A. On 24 July, 1959, at 23:30 hours. A.T. Observers in Bremerton reported C.